You are listening to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper. On this podcast, I will share stories and invite conversations that will help you grow and support sustainability within your yoga practice, your pathway of service as a yoga teacher, and beyond. Hey, are you a yoga teacher that sometimes feels unclear about the direction you should take in your teaching path, or possibly you feel uncertain and lack confidence in areas of your teaching skill set? Well, this is where a mentor is so crucial to come alongside of you to help sift through and reinforce the skills it takes to create longevity and to sustain a healthy teaching career. I have 20 years of teaching experience, and I am passionate about supporting you and other teachers to grow and expand into the teacher you desire to be. I can totally support you within a variety of areas, including how to run a successful yoga studio, how to operate as a solo entrepreneur, develop effective workshops and successful teacher trainings, and even the development of your very own podcast to support your teaching career and more. Private mentoring sessions are the fastest and best way for you to get the results you are seeking. Ready to dive in and work with me one-on-one? Well, I'm ready. So head over to my website, sandyraper.com, or click the link in the show notes and schedule your call today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and I'm excited today because I have a special guest. My dear friend, Dominique Davis, is back on the podcast with me. Dominique has shared some time with me in two other episodes. So if you are listening and have not heard those episodes, then I'm going to highly encourage that you go back to, Dominique, season one and season two, I believe, and find those episodes. But first, Dominique, I just want to welcome you back and just ask how you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing really, really, really well.
Yeah, we, before the listeners, you know, there's some stuff that takes place before the record button hits. So Dominique and I have already had a wonderful time of catching up, and you're going to see and hear through today's episode just why and how special the relationship that she and I have. And she is so gracious to contribute and come back on to support the podcast today. In a series, really, that I was sharing with Dominique, you about, you know, that the relationships that we have within the setting of this being a yoga teacher and the different relationships that we will be a part of and need to understand more fully kind of our role in those relationships. So Dominique is with me today, and she and I are going to talk and expand about the mentoring relationship. So before we get started, before Dominique shares, Dominique, I just want to share with the listeners kind of some definitions, you know, to understand roles. I think we need to define them a little bit, or see or explore how they're being defined. And then we'll kind of talk to how this shows up for you and how you've seen it show up for yourself in your life and within your role as a yoga teacher. All right. So you go with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So a mentor is defined as an experienced and trusted advisor, which I love that because I've had many people in that category in my life. And then a mentoring relationship consists of guidance that is provided by the mentor. And it usually shows up, especially, you know, from somebody that's experienced. I like to think about it, somebody that's a little, maybe been on the pathway a little longer than I have. You know, for me in my life, looking out, it's like people I see out there doing the work that I aspire to do, but I need some guidance as to kind of, you know, what direction or where I should go in that. So I'll just open it up with that. And then I just want to kind of get your perspective as a yoga teacher, gosh, and really just as an individual, how important is it to find and have this type of relationship within your development as a teacher?
I feel like having a mentor is so important because it simply grounds you. Mm. I think that that's the simplest way I can put it. You know, there's a lot to learn about life. And there's even a lot to learn about being a yoga teacher. There's even about the practice of yoga. There's so much to learn. So when the subject matter is so broad, having a mentor can make the process a lot less intimidating. And that can also bring us to the importance of making sure that you don't just passively choose a mentor because you think it's impressive or because you like the way it makes your ego feel, but truly choosing a mentor that ignites your soul and is in alignment with your journey so that when we are learning and we are growing and we do feel that overwhelm, we feel safety with our mentor to ask right. those questions and to continue that growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm thinking about, you know, because the podcast is called Beyond yes. Yoga Teacher Training, right? So I know, and we all have our uniquely different experiences that we've had through our training experience. And then sometimes I feel like there is could be a period and season of it could be feel a little disillusionment, I guess, in a way that we roll out and we, you know, may feel that we should be fully equipped and ready. And then all of a sudden reality kind of steps in and we start to step out and put ourselves in these real-time experiences. And it's like, oh my gosh, like this, we didn't go over this in YTT. So I'm thinking about like the mentoring relationship and the benefits. Reflecting back now for you, because it's been several years ago now since you stepped out and you know, onto the pathway to teach, kind of like what has shown up as a benefit for this mentoring relationship?
So this might actually intimidate some people, but accountability. A mentor is going to hold you accountable. And I think that even finding someone to be your mentor is you communicating to yourself and to whatever you believe in the universe. It's communicating that I am doing this. I'm doing this for real. And I'm not just relying on myself and my own knowing. Instead, I am opening myself up to wisdom and growth. So when you find a mentor, I feel like that person, when you choose the right one, they can tell. They can tell when you're becoming stagnant. They can tell when you're becoming fearful. They can tell when you're really excited about something. They can tell when you're energized. Of course, our mentor, they don't have this responsibility to know everything about us. But when you find the right one, and it's, I don't think that it's always this process of, you know, judging people so harshly and saying, okay, you're good enough to be my mentor. You're not good enough to be my mentor. I don't think it's that type of process. I think it's more so about, you know, being present and really feeling how you feel around that person and understanding the experience that they have and understanding if that experience aligns with what you're looking for. And when you're confident in that, that relationship can really get you through, at least for me, speaking for myself, my relationship with you has really gotten me through a lot of the doubtful periods that I've experienced, especially right after teacher training, because I felt accountable to the relationship that we had.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm hearing you, you know, speak to this choosing of someone, but I think it's so interesting and it's really the beautiful quality of our relationship. Kind of like, did we choose each other or did just, you know,
we God brought us together, right? You know? We definitely came together, but what I will say is we definitely came together and there were a lot of things that happened when we started to talk more that I feel like God was very clearly speaking, like, this is someone you need to be close with. This is someone you have to have in your life. But I know that there was a time in my life where I didn't hear God so clearly. Mm-hmm. So without listening to that, there were a lot of other people that I could have looked to be a quote unquote mentor simply out of convenience or again, out of ego, like, oh, well, this person's my mentor, then it'll look like this. Like I could have definitely gone that route, but that would not have served me in the long run. And I know that this relationship that I have with you, because of how easy it was when we started to deepen our friendship, I know that this relationship with you is going to be grounded in truth. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's not too esoteric for me to say, but when there is a effortlessness to a relationship, you don't have to worry about being misunderstood or saying something the wrong way. And when those boundaries aren't there, you can really learn.
You can
really understand what a person is trying to teach you and not take things personally, but really get down to what you're trying to learn and how you can expand with that learning.
Right. Yeah. I love that you brought up the accountability piece. And I think to be effective in really developing this kind of mentoring relationship, there has to be a willingness, regardless of where you are along the way, that you don't know it all. And that, you know, that it benefits you greatly to have guidance and support. And then, Dominique, let me share, it's not just the mentor, right, departing or giving and sharing. It's the relationship between the two. Yes. There's a mutuality, right, that takes place. So not only are your needs being met as a mentee, but mine, you know, so we'll kind of start to maybe be able to, instead of this being so vague or broad, maybe you and I can speak a little more specific to, there's a mutuality for me as well in the partnership of you and I together collectively. You know, I learn from you as much as I feel like I've been able to share and impart some things to you to help you, you know, beyond, right, that yoga teacher training experience, to really start equipping you for yourself to develop your own career path as a teacher. So, you know, accountability, I think the attitude of being willing, right? That's showing up a lot for me lately in some encounters with different ones, that there's this lack of willingness of understanding that you don't know it all and that it would serve you greatly to kind of glean and sort through some things with someone who, you know, could be a little farther along than you are and could really support you in that capacity. And so, you know, that willingness, and then also the understanding that this mentoring relationship, that mutuality, you know, component, because I want the listeners to hear too that I attribute a lot of the encouragement you gave me in our interactions, oh gosh, you know, several years ago. You saw something in me to share in the platform of a podcast. And so really your encouragement is what birthed this podcast. And so I want to make sure the listeners are hearing that and understanding this relationship.
Oh, my heart's just warm. No, I completely hear what you're saying. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that our relationship, you do feel like we are equally yoked. I definitely, and this is important. If you find someone to be your mentor and you feel all the possibility that can happen if the two of you link up, it's important that you figure out a way to give value to that person as well. And sometimes value is just an amazing conversation. Sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes if you have a service and there's someone you want to be your mentor, can you offer them that service in exchange for some of their time? Mm-hmm. I think that we have to remember, well, I let me not tell you what you have to know or remember, but the way that I live is that I am here to be of service, and good is always flowing to me. And in order to keep that good flowing to me, I must always be of service to others. So we want to be very careful of what we are energetically taking from someone without offering anything back.
Yeah, that kind of reciprocal, kind of cyclical quality of not doing that from an intent of getting, but just of a knowing that it's the healthiness of the relationships and really the balance, you know, of coming of the giving and receiving. Let me ask you this. How do you feel, right, a mentoring relationship differs from, say, taking another training as a yoga teacher?
So here's the thing about teacher training. Teacher training is a wonderful, wonderful process, but it lasts for however long it lasts. And I can say right now with no doubt in my mind that if I didn't have you as my mentor, Sandy, while being pregnant, I don't know if I would have been able to see the light, you know, after like being 3 or 4 months pregnant, I could not practice the way that I normally would. And it can be difficult to conceptualize classes from that place. And do small conversations with you, even conversations where we weren't talking about yoga. Do conversations with you. A small part of me always stayed aligned with my intention for becoming a yoga teacher. And all through my pregnancy, even afterwards, through my postpartum, I was able to stay aligned with that intention. And how long's that process? That's like a year-long process. Mm-hmm. So when you have a mentor, it's also important to realize that that person's becoming a part of your life. And we change, we go through phases, we go through chapters, and a mentor that sees who you are as you go through those chapters allows for your yoga practice and your teaching practice to evolve in a way that is still, how can I phrase this? As we grow, as we evolve, we get a lot of new concepts and ideas. And when we have a mentor alongside of us, we have somebody to refer to when we get all these new concepts and new ideas, so that again, we may stay grounded through our evolution and through all these chapters that we experience.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know if I was going to get it out.
No. Yeah, I'm totally agreeing. You know, well said. And it reminds me, I just had an episode on really this seasons of being a yoga teacher, mm-hmm. and the understanding, like you said, life happens, and it's going to be one of those things of, you know, what adaptations are you going to make to that still keep you in alignment with your, you know, intention as a yoga teacher, but understanding, I mean, you know, it's just like the yoga practice.
Yeah.
They change, right? Yeah. Like, how's it always come back to that? But it's like every time you step onto the mat, it's a fresh encounter, because it's a new, right, day. It's a new, you know, whenever you're practicing. And so how do we look at it from that lens of, it's not going to stay the same, that yes. There'll be those seasons. There'll be the seasons of the learning. There'll be the seasons of beginning, of starting something new. There'll be the seasons of absorbing and applying. And then certainly there's the seasons of respite and, yes. and retreat. And, you know, that still all can align into the overall intention that you set as a yoga teacher to do this work, this service. Yes. This service-oriented work that, you know, for me, how important it is now as I am in 20 years of doing this, is just to really share, educate, support all the beautiful teachers like yourself out there that are seeking, right, to do their own pathway of work. And then to encourage that it's okay, right, in these seasons, that you can have those and to give yourself those. It's a gift. And especially if you want to create longevity with it. If not, right, and you probably can attest to this, you'll burn out quickly, or you'll lose the creativity. And back to kind of my question to you about, like, how's it different from another training? What I see sometimes happen is teachers are constantly consuming, right? Mm-hmm. They're going from one training to another training to another training to another training. Yeah. What they're doing is piling up a bunch of knowledge, but
it gets you in that mindset.
They're not applying it. Not applying it. So it's kind of like, be, you know, I that mentoring relationship, like you said, I think it's like, it helps you sift through, like, you know, what to do, what's, you know, priority right now. What do you do with the knowledge you are consuming and that creative outlet that we do have as a yoga teacher that's inspired from the creativity within us to share, which, you know, for you, right, there is a lot of creativity there of how you share, and it's beautiful. And, you know, I'm just honored to have been part to sit, bear witness to it. To support you through it, you know, just be somebody, like you said, that can talk through those things and, you know, help affirm you or support you during the seasons. Now, speak to that a little bit. I mean, you're a new, not a new mom, but you've got young children, and you've got, you know, a little one that, like you referenced, you came out of teacher training, you were getting started. Of course, we got all the layers of things of COVID and different things going on, and you know, had another child. So, you know, how does having a mentoring somebody to help you sift through kind of what to do next? You know, you've spoken a little to it. Is there anything to add to that during that season for you?
Again, I think the only thing I can say is grounding. Having a mentor, especially in this time in my life, you know, my little girl, she just turned one and I have a son who's four. So we have a very, we have a very busy home. But I think that my relationship with you, whenever, you know, this little voice in my head says, you're not teaching enough, you're not practicing enough, you're falling out of your ability to be a good teacher, whatever that little poisonous voice says, whenever I think, or whenever those thoughts come up, I'm bought peace by knowing that I'm one conversation with you away from feeling grounded. My relationship with you gives me the space to experience my life and know that I can always come back to the person who will hold me accountable, who will not lie to me or try to sugarcoat things, who will give me a very clear perspective of her opinion of how I can be the best teacher I can be. Knowing that that is something that is available to me makes me breathe easier and gives me, again, the ability to focus on what I need to focus on in this chapter, because there's somebody that I can go to when I'm ready to put the pedal to the metal, for lack of better words.
Right. You know, and I just think about it, it's such a, you know, I just like any other relationships, there can be some situations that I want to steer away from anything unhealthy, but let's kind of focus on what more, you know, of a healthy relationship mentoring would look like. And, and this is somebody I tend to model or seek to offer or be in ways that I have been very beneficial and influential for myself. So I kind of emulate in a way, you know, it's kind of like you see what kind of works and what really helped me grow and be successful as in the work that I'm doing. And so, you know, to me, it's somebody that's really willing to hold space. Not, you know, that's going to be truthful, going to hold you accountable, try to redirect you if they feel that you're kind of going off course from what they know, right, is the intention you're aligning into. But that space to be able to really kind of bounce some things around and feel okay and vulnerable to share. And then also, I love, Dominique, when you and I get together in person, I love just being in person with you, but then
me too.
when we get in these conversations, like Dominique's got a notebook, like Dominique pulls the notebook out and she's making notes. And for me, you know, it's not like to puff up my ego of like, oh, you know, I'm giving her this wonderful information, but it's like this, it's a value to me of that, that the encounter we're having and the time we're spending is there's a valuable exchange that I feel like I want to give that supports you. Because, you know, if I can support you in your next steps and whatever that is, and this goes to any relationship, that's supporting you in a way that maybe that helps you get there a little quicker or helps you in one little piece of, you know, I call it nuggets of wisdom or something like that. Helps you be like that right there. It's kind of like if you think about when you're trying to work on a particular yoga pose, you know, I've had experience before where there's this certain pose and I'm like, I don't even know how you get there. And I've worked on some things and been in practice and I've had, you know, different experiences where a teacher might just share one little piece of something. And it was like, that was it. That was it that supported me. So I think about that in like a mentoring relationship. Of somebody that really can hold space for me in that capacity and the importance of that. Because it, like you said, I mean, it feels safe. It feels genuine. It feels trustworthy. And gosh, it becomes invaluable.
I think a big part of what makes it invaluable is that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. The vulnerability that we have created just at this point through time. Because that's important, right? You don't pick a mentor and then, you know, say, well, you challenge me too much, I'm going to pick another mentor. No, a mentor is a decision. It's a conscious decision. And if that person feeds your soul and that relationship proves to be fruitful, time will go by. And the time that has gone by and the way that our relationship has deepened the vulnerability. I mean, I felt vulnerable with you that very first photo shoot that we had, but even up until now, the way that our friendship has deepened, I have this knowing that
as I grow, because you know how important teaching yoga is to me. So I have this knowing that as I grow as a yoga teacher, the conversations that we have, the things that you have to teach me, even when you tell me to read a certain person's book, or if you tell me to study a certain person's technique, that's going to hold so much weight, as opposed to this whole world of where I can go to learn things about yoga. There are endless resources, right, that I can go to learn about yoga. But because of the vulnerability that has been fostered between the two of us, I don't have to feel so overwhelmed by all the resources. And instead, I know, going back to that element of truthfulness, knowing that truth within myself, that Sandy is the person that I can ask specific questions to, and I hold her opinion at a certain level. And I'm not saying that to make you blush or anything, but that's really, really, really important, because, you know, I watch so many different streaming platforms for to practice yoga. I read a bunch of different books from different people. There is no end to how much you can learn, how many people you can go to. So it's really important that you know consciously who you've picked to ground your understanding and your knowledge, or because, you know, even there are conflicting beliefs about things within the yoga community. So it's like, it can be very easy to not even know what you believe. Everything can be conscious. You have to make it a conscious choice to say, I am choosing to follow this line of understanding.
And that's a great point about, as a yoga teacher, is if we're going to talk about relationships again, is to get clear on what your relationship is with the yoga practice. It's kind of like, what do you believe? And then, do you really believe what you're teaching? Because that could get a little muddy and tricky out there. And then, as far as the grounding qualities of, like you said, it's just vast. Like, it's kind of like, what are you going to anchor into that resonates, right?
Anchor. That is such a good word, anchor. A mentor is a wonderful anchor.
Because if not, you're floating around out there, right? You're trying to figure it out. And then, you know, I've encountered too, and I think this is what really too drives me now into a season, I believe, of mentoring yoga teachers, because I just really believe I'm your greatest fan, yoga teachers. Is that it's easy to get swept up and floating around out there because all there is out there to know.
Yes.
And that there needs to be an ability to drop that anchor and to really go deeper, instead of spreading out and being, you know, I don't want to say surface, meaning you're shallow, but I just mean to understand the metaphor of, you can just get swept here and there. And then before you know it, you're not real clear. Your passion may start to diminish. And, you know, I want you to be out there doing the work for as long and creating sustainability and longevity, but it comes from you and your belief and knowing of the practice, and you believe in it, because it's hard to teach from a place that you don't really believe in, or you don't even know why you're doing what you're doing.
I think that picking the right mentor can also help us discern, because when we start to study with a specific person, we have a knowing, like, I know I can take a yoga class, and if I'm taking that class and it's enjoyable in a specific way, if I've heard you talk about that, like the sequencing, I hear in my mind why I enjoy this part of this class. Right. So when we study with a specific person for a certain amount of time, we can start to discern in our yoga practice, when we go to different classes, as well as when we learn different things, we can start to discern, okay, this falls in line with what I've learned thus far, or, you know, this is a little bit, I haven't really heard this before, or I'm not really sure how my mentor would feel about this. And that doesn't mean we have to always agree with every single thing that our mentor says. And that's important, right? Because it's a relationship. That ability to discern, that's powerful. Really powerful.
Absolutely. And, you know, as much as a mentoring relationship is a mutuality between, it's also just like, as yoga teachers are teaching or sharing with students, it's how can we invite a student into the creation of autonomy in their practice? And it's like you just said. So the mentoring relationship isn't that you just take it on and everything, you buy into everything. No, it's right. This kind of this exchange, this sharing, this discerning, this discussion. And I would hope from being a mentor, from being mentored by those in my life and my career path, they were individuals that sought for me to create the autonomy of it for myself and equip myself, because to me, that's a key point in creating any longevity in anything you do. You buy into it, but not blindly, like you experience it and you create the knowing for yourself instead of it just taken on as, well, somebody told me this, or I'm not really going to explore it. I'm just going to pile it on and just take it on because it sounds good. or whatever.
The right mentor can really take you deeper. Exactly. And I think that's the purpose for me.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, a real value add in that relationship of that depth. And like I said, you know, I'll reference that anchor again, like, you know, let's drop the anchor here. Or let's spend some time here. And from a listening relationship of where you are in your season and like, what is it that surfaced for you to really kind of hone into or learn differently or investigate? And so it kind of leads me into wanting to ask you too. You've talked about your season when you were pregnant and you and I in relationship, and I've been a wonderful opportunity that I've been able to, like I said, bear witness, come along with you and, you know, be in varying big life relationship pieces of your life. But I'm thinking about like your pursuits in teaching, like, does anything stand out like now? So you kind of transition through the pregnancy, kind of speak to kind of how your pathway is evolving and I've been able to support you with in particular, or just whatever it is where you are. I just want the listeners to hear kind of your journey and your season now to where you are.
As far as where I am right now, I am, as I usually am, exploring a new way, a newer way for me to express stillness within my classes. And stillness is something that I have struggled with within my teaching, my yoga teaching journey. In my personal life, you know, stillness is my favorite thing, but I've had difficulty allowing myself to present my students with that stillness and holding the space for them to be still. So that's what I'm currently examining and creating my classes around. Now, how my mentor has helped me with through all of these different phases is, here's the thing. Why yoga teacher training is 200 hours. And after those 200 hours, I don't know about you guys, but I had lots of questions. And in order for me to feel comfortable teaching, I had to get some of those questions answered. And you know, after those questions were answered, I had more questions. So the thing that has been really helpful about our relationship is that no matter how many questions come up, of course, I don't inundate you with questions, but as I evolve, as I grow, as the questions come up, I'm given the freedom to explore these questions instead of pushing them down. Because I think that's really what happens to a lot of yoga teachers who do not have mentors. They grow, they experience new things in life. Maybe they even experience a different type of yoga class that really gets them fired up. And then questions come up. But then who do we go to? So the questions get pushed down. And I think that there's even a frustration behind that, because as we change, I believe what I've viewed from myself, as we change, the way we teach changes a little bit too.
Absolutely.
And if we don't have anyone to go to kind of like check in with, I mean, there is one type of mindset that can say, I'll figure it out. That's definitely one type of mindset. But for me personally, I would always rather go to someone who's been doing it longer than me.
Right. I know years ago, you know, I don't remember which kind of training setting I was in. And I'm pretty sure though it was my time I spent with Ralph Gates, but he really instilled in us at that time of this, as you step in and as you are along and pursuing, there's this ability that you can kind of cultivate this attitude or this seeing of those around you that you can reach out to help you up, like say you're on a staircase, I'll just use that as a visual, to help you up to the next step. Yes. All right. But at the same time as I'm reaching out one hand for somebody to support me up to the next step, I also turn and take my other hand yes. and extend it down yes. to help the person right behind me to step up to the next step. And, you know, I would love, I think that's a beautiful visualization of the community of yoga teachers out there, be willing to share, to be vulnerable, to hold a space for me to ask those questions, like you're saying. And I think that's what fuels my passion even more to be this layer of support, is that it's needed. And I don't want yoga teachers out there feeling lonely, but yet that's real, that's realistic too, yeah. that people are feeling that way. And so, like you said, I love, you know, that you're bringing up these points of understanding of questions. And it's the beauty in not arriving, Dominique. When I was venturing into creating my 200-hour teacher training program, I was about almost 10 years into my teaching. I was like, really knew that I was being called mm-hmm. to do that. And, but yet I was terrified because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know it all. Like, who am I to put myself out there to train others to teach? I don't know it all. And one of my mentors at the time, like, Sandy, you're never going to know it all. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you wait for that, you're going to not do, or you're going to paralyze. And so, you know, I think those questions come up, and it's really this beautiful ability to find that person in your life or more than one that can support you. And you feel like you can ask the questions, because yes. sometimes, unfortunately, our peers, they're not always the ones that we can go to mm-hmm. for that and those inquiries, or they may be right along in the same area we are. And so that's why you're looking for somebody a little ahead, somebody that's up on that next step on the staircase. It's not like they're above you. They just they're a little more seasoned, right? They, you know, I'll go back to that mentor definition. They're a little more experienced, yeah. but yet in that definition, they're a trusted advisor. Mm-hmm.
That's where that grounding comes from.
Yes. So Dominique, I could talk to you for hours. I wanted to share this role, this relationship, and the value of it for teachers understanding, and to see where there may be somebody around them that can help support them in this capacity and come alongside them to hopefully what I hope the heart, you know, and I believe for those out there mentoring, is to see within others that which to take them into that expanded vision that they see themselves as a yoga teacher. So before we wrap up though, you know, I want to give you opportunity to expand or share in any other way, but I also want the listeners to understand maybe a little bit more if there's something you have going on you want to share that they can connect with you a little further. I certainly want them to hear about that.
Absolutely. Yes, I would love to share. So, if you do not know, I do have a YouTube, and my website is www.brownandbindi.com. And I do talk a lot about mindset and finding stillness and making space. I do practice a lot of yoga principles. And I would like to start bringing some more asana practice to my YouTube, but I got to get some more equipment before I do that. But I would like to say one more thing. As far as finding a mentor for our yoga practice, I think that it's really, really, really important for us to stay humble. I think that we have to remind ourselves that the principles of yoga are not parallel to the societal principles that we live. So if we know that, then we can be aware of when our ego comes up and when we start to live by principles separate from those presented in the practice. And I feel as though yoga gives us permission to be lifelong students. In my Instagram bio, I made sure that I have yoga teacher / yoga student, because yes. I believe that the practice really puts that into us again when we choose to be vulnerable enough to say, I don't know everything, and I'm in this practice to connect, learn, and grow, not to prove something. So when we practice awareness and knowing that yoga gives us that invitation, I think that that can make it so much easier to align with a mentor that can speak to our soul. When we know that that's what the practice is all about, and we keep that intention at the forefront of our mind.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up, because truly, you know, the student first, and, you know, that's really where we teach from. And, but that is so true. And the alignment of understanding where humanity is in us, like we're human, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but it's humanity and understanding our humanity. And part of that is the ego. And, you know, ego can get a bad rap. There are some necessary components to it, but also noting, 100%. Right? The moderation component, and especially in the practice, like you brought up, of yoga and the equipping, it gives us the opportunity to practice these things. And yoga teachers are not immune to it. In fact, we're even more so, have got to stay students of the practice. And I think that, like you said, leads to this, the cultivation, that willingness of heart and attitude that you don't know it all, and a willingness to seek out, to find, or they just arrive, right? They show up the right time, and they align, perfect timing, divine intervention, right? And shows up for you, because you've already kind of cultivate your heart space and your willingness and your mindset to attract that.
Yes.
And receive that. And so how beneficial, how valuable that is for this work and this service oriented work that we're about there, you know, we're out there dedicating to. So thank you so much for what you're out there sharing and doing, Dominique. And I'm so grateful to be a part of your life and to bear witness to it. And I love you, and I love your sweet, dear family. And you're just so special to me. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate you joining me again on the podcast, and I can imagine you're going to show up again in another episode, but thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure, as always.
All right. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Bye, Dominique.
Bye-bye.
Are you seeking additional resources that will support your personal yoga practice as well as your development and refinement as a yoga teacher? Well, head over to my website, sandyraper.com, and there you will find many resources waiting and available to support you. Also, find me on Instagram, Sandy Raper Yoga, and I'll look forward to connecting with you there. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Until we meet again, remember to begin, to become, and to expand beyond.